Well, David, are we in for an intriguing last day here?
Yeah, I think we are really. I think it could have gone either way with the bat. We could have either pulled out early or got a lot harder. But, you know, they fought back well with the ball. Credit to them, bowled well. And so, obviously, with Honours Evening going in, we knew we had to go pretty hard at them. We knew if we get early wickets up front and expose their middle order, and that was going to be the key. I thought we stuck at the task. You know, obviously got off to a decent start. Benny Howe batted very well up front. But then, you know, we fought back. And I think it's sort of it's evenly poised. I think we've got to go very hard tomorrow morning, but I think we're right in this game.
You're committed to bowling them out now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're fully in now to bowl them out. It's going to have to be a real big push in the first hour, limit them as much as we can, as well as being aggressive. Try and create those chances and give ourselves enough time to chase down whatever they score.
They got away to a decent start, as you say, 50-odd for the first wicket. But then was it 4 wickets for 21 in the middle there?
Yeah, we discussed upstairs. We started watching the way they bowl with the new ball, and there is a bit in the pitch. It started to kind of quicken up, but it is a little bit too paced. So the areas in the first innings that weren't quite sort of going through as well, starting to, and there's other areas in the pitch which is just holding up. So things like playing the short ball are going to be difficult for them. If we can get that, execute our skills right there. But it's quickened up a touch, and there's a little bit more in the pitch. And if you know, really hammer the surface, then there's enough in there for you to get out of it.
You especially, you seem to get more out of the pitch today. 2 wickets in 3 balls amongst your 3 wickets.
Yeah, I felt like I've been bowling really nicely recently. And obviously, Tomo's been getting the rewards and bowling beautifully. And my job's been very much to take that kind of containing role and go about 2 and over, really do the job for the guy at the other end. And you know, today was my day. But I decided, sort of said to myself at the start of my spell, this is it, go really hard from ball one, be aggressive, get stuck into them and try and make some inroads, which, you know, I was fortunate enough to do.
You mentioned about the pitch, wasn't it? Hampshire lost the last 5 wickets for 37 in the first innings, small first innings lead. They lost 4 for 21 as well. So is the pitch changing quite a bit here?
I don't think it's changing drastically, but I think there's areas, like I said, which are quickening up, giving it that kind of two-pace feel where a couple will fly through, as you've seen, and a couple will just kind of not quite get there. And I think if we can use that to our advantage, we're well in this game. And I think we back ourselves with our batting. We probably got out to a few lazy shots today, and then in patches they bowled well. So if we can get on top of them in the morning with the ball and take them into our batting, I think we've got a very good chance.
And just finally, is there a figure that you think is probably a little bit too many to chase? Is there an ideal figure here which you think still gives you a chance?
I don't think I want to look that too far ahead, really. I think you obviously don't want them getting too far ahead of you. But I think we back ourselves to chase most things on this and really put them under pressure. I think it's probably the key. They are quite a young bowling attack. If we can get on top with the ball in the morning and then do likewise with the bat, I think it can be quite intimidating bowling on our top order. I don't think I would.